The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, episode 277. Welcome to the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, where we talk about applying high leverage psychology in your business and life. I'm your host, Dr. Yishai Barkadari, licensed psychologist, private practice owner, speaker, executive coach, and consultant. I became a psychologist to learn how to leverage psychology and help others do the same. For over a decade, I've been tracking how psychology gets in the way of smart and results-driven people. For years, I've developed frameworks and tools to help them leverage psychology instead to launch themselves forward. It's my mission to share my hard-earned lessons with you so you can launch yourself forward too. I can't wait to talk high leverage psychology with you so you can learn to take higher leverage action today. Let's talk high leverage psychology. Welcome to the final episode of season 5. We'll be taking a break from new content for about a month. In the meantime, I'll share some of my favorite and top-rated episodes from the first 5 seasons. Today, I'm breaking down what holds people back from fulfilling their potential. It boils down to one basic, simple principle. Then I'll share 3 simple, clear steps to build momentum and start living your potential. Ready? Set. Let's go. Almost everyone who reaches out to me for therapy or coaching feels frustrated. They've got frustrations and challenges. On top of that, though, they feel frustrated about holding themselves back. To be fair, I tend to work with driven, results-oriented, inward-thinking professionals, so my experience may be biased by what they share in common. They share one thing in common that holds them back. They struggle, at times, to follow through. They make a decision, they resolve to make a change, they set their sights on a goal, but their actions don't align with it automatically. That's where they struggle. It sounds pretty simple when you think of it that way. And honestly, it doesn't need to be any more complicated. Let me show you what I mean. When we make a decision or set a goal, we make an agreement with ourselves. It's like writing a mental contract and signing it. Usually, it's a bit of a stretch. It requires action and effort beyond what we're currently doing. So we write a mental contract and push ourselves to sign it. Only, we don't really follow through. And then we repeat the same thing. Set the same decision or goal. Rinse and repeat. Why don't we follow through? In the most basic sense, it's because we've trained ourselves not to. Here's an example. A while back, I was going to bed at 9:30 and waking up around 5:15 in the morning. It was great. I woke up, stretched, worked out, showered, meditated, and jumped on my goals. But then, one morning I felt sick, so I hit snooze. I did the same thing the next day, and the next. Soon, I was ignoring all my reminders for bedtime and my morning routine. It all kind of fell apart. Why did it all fall apart? How could that happen so fast? 2 things happened. Number 1, I rewarded myself for ignoring reminders and not following through. I incentivized myself to keep ignoring my reminders and decisions. How? I got to sleep in, or stay up late and watch TV, eat whatever I wanted, do what felt good in the moment. Number 2, I was breaking the agreement I made with myself, which broke my trust in being able to follow my own decisions. It's like if a friend agrees to meet me somewhere and they don't show up. So when I tried to reset and get back to my old routine, I no longer trusted myself. First, because I expected to be rewarded by ignoring my goals. And I repeatedly rewarded myself while avoiding to take action towards them. And second, because, like that friend that I made an agreement with to show up somewhere, I didn't show up for myself. And so I lost trust in myself. If I had to design a recipe to set myself up for failure, that would be it. I can't tell you how many times I've fallen into that trap. It took a while to figure out what was happening. and it meant I needed to take a hard look at myself. Now I see it clear as day, especially when clients come knocking with the very same issue. So here's the common factor I see all the time for people who struggle to follow through. They've trained themselves out of it. They reward themselves for ignoring their goals or decisions. It breaks their trust in being able to follow through. Because they don't trust themselves, they avoid taking action toward their goals. Rinse and repeat. All right, so how can we dig ourselves out of that vicious cycle? Step one, get honest with yourself. Step two, intention and effort. And step three, measure carefully. Step one, get honest with yourself. Admit that you're breaking agreements with yourself, that you've been rewarding yourself for it, and training yourself not to follow through. Realize that it's actually making the actions and efforts to reach your goals seem much harder. Even the simple, easy ones. It feels harder because your brain associates it with denying yourself a reward. It feels harder because your brain assumes you're going to break your agreement again. To make a real change and fulfill your potential, you're going to need to flip those two things around. Step two, pour intention and effort into yourself. Without realizing, I got stuck in a bad habit, rewarding avoidance and creating mistrust in myself. A habit is just an autopilot set of instructions. The way to break out is to switch into manual mode. Yes, it takes effort at first. Here's my favorite place to start. Uncover the reward system that's encouraging avoidance. Then flip the system on its head. So instead of rewarding avoidance, punish it. Instead of punishing goal-oriented action, reward it. Bake in micro rewards when you take actions that work towards your goals. That could mean that following your diet for 6 days earns you a cheat day. Or you get to scroll social media for 10 minutes in the morning if, and only if, you don't snooze your alarm. When you don't follow through, take something you enjoy away from yourself for a short time. Step three, measure carefully. It's critical to start small because when trust is low, it needs to be rebuilt brick by brick. When we skip steps or try to jump too far, we often fall flat, which reinforces that we can't trust ourselves. Making the next goal mind-numbingly simple and easy is the point, because we want it to become automatic, mindless, effortless. Then we can string a bunch of those mindless, effortless units together. Here's a framework I've shared that will help you see how to break it down to the smallest unit of measurement and then chunk up. First, focus on individual action. Replace one meal with a healthier option. Get up without snoozing your alarm just one morning. Sit down and focus on a short task you've been avoiding for a few minutes. One unit, one day at a time, until you have lots of evidence you could follow through any given day you put your mind to it. Second, focus on repetition. How many days or tasks in a row? How long you can stay focused? How many chunks of time in a day you can put together? Be careful to bundle actions together in a meaningful way without making it too big. Remember, mind-numbingly simple and effortless are the key. Third, focus on growth, the rate of change, the percentage of days over a week or month, the increase in productivity, restfulness, or healthy eating. Whatever it is, this is the time to make a comparison with your recent past to see your improvement. Notice I haven't focused on measuring results or outcomes yet, because actions, effort, and growth are the basic units necessary to get results. The easiest example of this is testing or exam results. Reading or answering questions is a basic unit of action. Reviewing and taking practice exams is a bundle of actions that make up repeated effort. Increases in understanding, speed, and score are a bundle of actions and effort that make up growth. Results follow those three in sequence. Without them, results are random at best. To recap, there's one major principle at play when anyone struggles to live up their potential, struggling to take action towards their goals. It comes from training themselves not to, rewarding avoidance, and creating mistrust in being able to follow through. To break that, we need to flip it on its head, rebuild trust bit by bit, flip incentives to reward goal-oriented action. In three steps, it takes being totally honest, pouring effort and intention into the right places to flip the follow-through problem, and measuring and building up to taking on more and bigger goals. So take the time, sit down and deconstruct how you're getting in your own way. Make a step-by-step plan to turn it around. Get back to smashing your goals as fast as possible. And on that note, I'll see you next season. Thanks for listening. If you learned something valuable today, take a moment to rate and review the podcast. It helps grow the show and gives more smart, high-performing, results-driven people like you the ability to learn and apply high-leverage psychology to your business and life. The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai podcast is produced by Dr. Yishai and PodTech. Music by www.purple-planet.com. Dr. Yishai is a psychologist, but not your psychologist. The conversations and content of this podcast do not contain or create any psychology practice, diagnosis, or therapist-patient relationship with the guest or listener. The information contained in this publication is for general informational purposes only and shall not be relied on or construed as coaching advice or therapy. So do your own research before using anything from this podcast. Thanks again for listening. I hope today's episode fulfilled my mission to help you leverage psychology better in your business and life.